Hello, I'm Lori Watanabe, the editor of Mobility Management Magazine. Welcome back to our Mobility Management Podcast. Today, I'm really excited to welcome Justin Gagnon from Wheel and Doug Michael from NewTek Mobility, and they'll be discussing how providers can distinguish themselves by choosing new and emerging technologies. Justin Gagnon is the VP of Sales at Wheel and has been with the company for more than 4 years. Based out of Manitoba, Canada, Justin previously worked as an account director with a premier marketing agency in Winnipeg and managed several key accounts, including Scotiabank. He graduated from Windsor University with a dual degree in commerce and marketing and earned his MBA from the University of Manitoba. Doug Michael is the managing partner at NewTek Mobility, a provider of the most innovative personal mobility devices on the market. Previously a captain firefighter EMT, Doug discovered a passion for entrepreneurship that led to his owning a global aviation consulting business called Majestic Aerotech. Doug earned a doctorate in naturopathic medicine in 1992. After being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2006, Doug sold his businesses and moved to Arizona, where he began supporting MS research and the MS Society. In 2015, Doug became an early adopter of the Wheel Model A mobility device, and soon after that became a Wheel dealer in Phoenix. In 2022, NewTek Mobility, Wheel, and its subsidiary Scootaround partnered to open their first flagship retail location. My thanks today to Wheel for sponsoring this podcast. Wheel is a leading company in personal mobility design and engineering. Founded in 2010 from a single wheelchair user's voice, Wheel has been reinventing the personal mobility industry by combining state-of-the-art technology with aesthetically pleasing design to enable everyone to explore the world in comfort and style. Since 2014, Wheel has released 5 award-winning power wheelchairs, as well as an autonomous wheelchair used in large venues, such as airports. Wheel's awards include Time's Top 50 Best Inventions of 2018, Fast Company's Most Innovative in the category of robotics, and multiple CES Best of Innovation awards. Contact Wheel to learn more about their award-winning devices and how they can help you successfully differentiate your business from your competition. Wheel's website address is www.whill.inc. Justin and Doug, welcome to the podcast and thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
So we're going to be talking today about how providers can distinguish themselves via product selection. So later in the podcast, I'll be talking to Doug from NewTek Mobility, who has done exactly that. He's a case study for how he's developed product strategy specifically to set him apart from local competitors. But before we get to Doug, I'd like Justin to kind of set the stage for us. And I'd like to talk about the factors a provider should consider when selecting which products to carry. So the theme here is that providers, especially independent ones, can perhaps offer niche or specialized products that their competitors don't carry. So Justin, let's start with that. There are many, many seating and mobility products on the market, and obviously an independent provider has to make choices. You simply can't carry every product there is. How should providers decide which products to choose? And let's talk about a couple of points that came up as we were preparing for this podcast. The first point being, look for products that meet unique needs or have unique functions and capabilities. What does that mean to you exactly? And why is that an important criterion for making product selection decisions?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lori. Thanks. I think the big one there is really finding products that meet the needs of your specific customers and looking for capabilities of those products that go beyond just sort of the standard regular features and benefits that you get from a typical mobility product. Things that we are looking at right now and sort of the uniqueness of our products is having our Omni-Wheel technology that we have on all of our C2s and on some of the earlier editions of our models as well, that allow customers to navigate really tight corners indoors while getting outdoors and be able to handle rougher terrains and continue an active lifestyle as well. We're also looking at expanding the capabilities of the products that we already have by partnering with some, additional back support and backrest and companies. Specifically, we're working with Stealth right now on some options that really allows our dealers to provide our devices to a much wider audience. And so they get all of the cool benefits that already come with our devices, but then also add that sort of those additional back and seat options for them as well.
Now, Justin, I understand that obviously Will is not a brand new player on the market. You've had multiple devices, but when I heard that you are now going to be partnering with Stealth Products, the first thing I thought was, wow, this really opens up potentially the demographic of consumer who could use Will products, because you will be offering Stealth options for head positioning, trunk positioning, and lower and upper extremity positioning. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, that's right. And the reason that we've done that, we actually got a lot of feedback from our customers who were our original Model A users, like Doug himself. And then when we launched the CI back in 2018, and had a lot of great feedback from dealers and customers. And really, a lot of the feedback that we were receiving from them was that they'd love to be able to offer it to more people who did require some additional back options, seating options. And so when we launched the C2, a lot of the changes that we made from the CI to the C2 were just based on that customer feedback and being able to sort of expand that market out. We created a wider seat, a higher weight capacity, and went through the FDA clearance process, which is, again, allows us to reach a larger audience. And now, like you said, partnering with Stealth to really provide a lot of options for our dealers to meet the needs of really any of their customers.
Okay, great. The second point or question, I guess, I had for you was about location. We hear a lot, location, location, location is so important for a lot of businesses. Doug, for instance, is in Phoenix. Can providers or should providers take cues from their surroundings, meaning their immediate neighborhood and also maybe their environment where people are likely to go, you know, on the weekends or for recreation? Should that be part of the product choice process as well?
Yes, definitely. And we see it all the time. Like, there's different markets require different levels of mobility and different types of devices that meet those needs. So yeah, we would encourage our dealers to really take a close look at who their customers are, what the market is, how their customers are going to be using their devices, and really cater to their market. So we definitely do think that the location plays a key role in determining what products that you should carry and how customers are going to be using those products, you know, the type of terrain, whether it's an urban environment or more of an outdoor active environment. Like here in Phoenix, for instance, with Doug, a lot of his customers like to enjoy the outdoors here and get out and, you know, visit some of the outdoor venues and go on some accessible paths and things like that. So you want to make sure that you're carrying products that can meet those needs versus, you know, if you're in a big city urban environment and people need products that really fit their getting on and off public transportation and utilizing their devices within a smaller space, like a smaller apartment or things like that. So taking all those things into consideration should definitely be a point to consider when determining what products to carry.
I'm going to, in a couple of minutes, bring Doug into the equation, but I would assume we're recording this podcast in July, and I've been to Scottsdale and Phoenix in July, Justin. During the summer months, you definitely are spending a lot more of your time indoors. So that would be an example, right, of really knowing our location and environment, knowing that people in Arizona love to get out, they love the outdoors, but there's going to be prolonged periods during warmer weather where they're probably going to be needing a lot of indoor maneuverability as well, correct?
Yeah, very true. And I mean, that's why we're really excited about our products, and specifically our C2 that can handle both really tight indoor spaces as well as getting out and being able to enjoy some rougher terrains and that more active lifestyle. I think with the market here too, and Doug could probably talk to it better than I could, we definitely see a lot of folks that spend their winters here in the Phoenix area, and they'll spend their summers typically back home where they're from, which whether it's in the northern states or up in Canada. And so having a device that they can also travel with is really important for them. So taking all of that into account, being able to travel with a product, use it indoors, use it outdoors, having all of that versatility in one device has been a big selling point for us here in Phoenix.
So it's super important for the provider to obviously know their customers, know what their customers want to do with the products, what their goals are. I assume also, though, that just as every customer is different in complex rehab, no two are exactly alike, that manufacturers also vary a great deal in what they can offer by way of support and training and other resources. So I assume that in addition to encouraging providers to know their customers, that you as a manufacturer would also encourage them to know and compare manufacturers and what support manufacturers can offer.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's been a really key point for us lately. I think we're trying to prioritize the support that we're providing to our dealers. I think when we first launched and first came over to the United States and launched our products here, we didn't have a very big team. And so it was a sort of a smaller team that was trying to support a fairly big network and, you know, very large geographical territory. And so now that we've been in the market for, you know, quite some time now, for several years, growing that team and being able to provide, you know, additional support, whether it's, you know, customer service support, if, you know, somebody runs into an issue that they need to troubleshoot with their device, or whether it's, you know, additional selling tools to help generate some excitement within their market and within their own teams as well, to get their team really excited about the products that they're offering and be enthusiastic about being able to offer those to the customers that are walking through the door.
Thank you, Justin. That's a great job of setting the stage, because I'm now going to reintroduce Doug Michael, who is the managing partner of Newtek Mobility and also Wheels First brick and mortar provider. And Doug also, as I mentioned, is a Wheel user. So he has firsthand experience with Wheel, and he also has firsthand experience of living in Arizona in the summer. So Doug, thanks so much for talking with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me. And yes, it's a little toasty out here right now.
A little toasty, right? Yep. So I'd like you to start, if you could, since we're using you unapologetically, and that we're using you as a little bit of an example, of a case example today, of how a smaller provider who doesn't have 200 locations, how a smaller provider like yourself really wanted to differentiate yourself from competitors, and how Wheel was part of that. So can you give us a little bit of a story on Newtek Mobility, a little bit of that history, including where you are, how many locations you have, and the sorts of equipment that you sell?
Certainly. I had a pretty unique chair back in the earlier days, and then it was dying, so I was looking for something cool. I have a little bit of an ego. I didn't want the big medical looking chair, and I didn't need high backs and supports and that type of stuff. So I did a lot of research, and I was one of the first buyers when Wheel first came to the market here in 2015. And I immediately saw the benefits of it, some of the features, the remote control, the Omni wheels, the tight turning radius, that type of thing. So I thought myself that I knew a lot of other people would like it also. So I immediately became a distributor here. So we took the chair to the customers in their home, office, wherever, and so they can try it. They can make sure it fits their bathroom, their hallways, their doorways, their bedrooms, et cetera. And that's been very successful for us for 5 years now. And we're still doing that, but now we've teamed with Will and Scoot Around, and we've opened a brick and mortar store here in right downtown Phoenix, the Biltmore area. We're very proud of what we've built out here and how good it looks and capabilities we have here. We've got a great display room and a showroom. And then we've got also a test track we've built, showing with bumps and grass and rocks and gravel, the whole works. So people can actually try it out and see how well it works. And that's very critical for the new CI2 suspension, which, I'll be honest with you, when it was announced, I thought, who needs suspension? Once I got the units, tried them, it makes a heck of a difference. It's amazing the smooth ride you get with a C2's suspension compared to the previous version CI, which is a great rig also. But I've been here since 2010 and enjoying the heat sometimes. It's 115 yesterday here, so it's a little toasty. So we do stay a lot indoors. And I think that's the other benefit of taking the wheels to the people. I'll let them try them in their own space. And also, people have a tough time if they're disabled getting out and accessing the vehicles, the cars, the transit systems, everything else. So we do the heavy lifting for them and get it to their home.
Okay, so how many locations do you have?
We have just this one location here in Phoenix. We also have a rep up in Denver area that takes care of that for us. So he's another one that does the in-home test drives, that type of thing. But we've only got the one brick and mortar store here, which we just opened about 2 months ago.
And how important do you think it is for people who are considering buying a will to know that you already have one, that you've had one for years, and that you are a big fan? I mean, how important has that been to people that you've talked to?
I think it's almost to the point of being critical. I get frustrated when I do an in-home test drive and there is a small lady who would fit in a very small chair who's been sold something that's oversized and doesn't fit in their house. It's not easily accessible to the bathroom, that type of thing. You know, I think it's important, me being in a chair, I know what works and what doesn't work. And I'm not going to sell someone something that doesn't work for them and their lifestyle. So that's why we take it to their home, let them try it, and make sure it's right for them. Because if it's not right, you shouldn't buy it. And I'll be honest with you, will's not for everybody. If you're a higher need person, needs tilts and that type of thing, we don't do that. But we have a lot of markets there that we serve very well.
Doug, you have MS. You said you don't necessarily need as much positioning support as other people, maybe like you said, with spinal cord injury who need tilt and that sort of thing. But with the expansion of this partnership with Stealth Products, where you are now able to supply enhanced head positioning, trunk positioning, arm and leg positioning, do you as a provider see that that's going to open up perhaps the demographic of people that you would be able to help with a wheelchair?
It will open the market a little bit for us as far as those people that are on the borderline, that they do need extra support. So the Stealth products would be great for providing that to our customers. And it'll be an easy add-on and modification to the Will product line to make it fit more people, more demographics.
Obviously, you could have chosen to carry whatever power mobility devices, whatever brands you wanted to. You chose Will. Is it true that Will is also the only power mobility device brand that you carry?
Yes, it is. We carry a few walkers, rollators, that type of thing that I like right. The design. And it meets my criteria of well-made and well-designed and kind of a cool factor, to be honest with you. So only those products are what we take care of and market here. And Will's the number one in my book. And I don't want to get into the higher rehab level marketing. I'll leave that to somebody else that knows that market better.
Okay, so that's your differentiating factor then. You carry a little bit of like mobility aids on the lower side, but really what you specialize in are, it sounds like, people a lot like you who have this need for mobility assistance and support, still extremely active, looking for something with a great aesthetic, but also looking for something that's a good fit for both Arizona beautiful winters when you can be outdoors more, and also if you're staying inside in Arizona summers, the device takes care of that well, maneuvers well indoors. If you travel and go back to a cooler climate during the summer, the chair is transportable, because we know what a nightmare it can be to travel with a power chair, especially with the relative lack of support from airlines and such. So is that really why you decided to differentiate yourself and distinguish yourself with this product choice?
I think so. Since I first got in the unit myself, test drove it, I think it had features that no one else has out there. And I loved it, and I thought other people could use it, as I mentioned. I just really want to focus on a high-quality, well-designed, and well-made product. There's a lot of other products out there, and I see a lot of them that are broken quite often, and I don't think that's fair to the customer. Will products are all pretty much plug and play. If there is something that goes wrong, I can diagnose it immediately and usually switch one part on site and get it going again. And if I can't, I have loaner units to loan them until I can get it fixed. Being a wheelchair user myself, it's critical to stay mobile. And I hear war stories all the time from people giving their chair to a repair service and being tied up without a chair for weeks and months at a time. It's not fair.
Okay, so when you made this decision, you were looking for a power mobility device that was going to be different than the others, more transportable, better for traveling, handling indoor and outdoor terrains equally well. Also a great aesthetic, great appearance. So these are all factors that you looked for. It sounded like you, when you were looking to see how could you distinguish yourself, especially if you're only going to carry one brand, that those were the questions that were best answered by Will. Is that fair?
I think so. One more additional one is that not everybody wants a minivan. The Will products can be disassembled into three pieces very quickly and easily and fit in almost anybody's trunk or backseat. And I think that's important. And we have a lot of younger people that have purchased the Wills, and they get to go with their buddies to go to a party or to a dance or something. They don't need a minivan to take them. They can throw the vehicle in the backseat of their buddy's car and go. And I think it's important to stay mobile, stay freedom, and keep your independence.
Okay. And Doug, my last question has to do with how you market this advantage. You've obviously chosen a unique product line. How do you market that to your community?
We do a little bit of Facebook, Google, that type of thing. But to be honest with you, most of it is because our customers are out there enjoying life and their lifestyle in their Will, and they get comments all the time. Hey, that's cool. That's a good looking rig. Where did you get it? I'd say over 95% of my business is referrals from current customers. And we really appreciate that, definitely. That's the best marketing to have, is word of mouth.
Kind of confirms that you've made a good decision too, right? If that many of your future sales come from former sales.
I think so, definitely. And like I said, it's at least 90%, if not 95% of our sales.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, Doug, so much. And with that, we'll wrap up this podcast with Justin Gagnon from Will and Doug Michael from New Tech Mobility. Justin and Doug, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
Mobility management podcasts are available for listening and downloading on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. The best way to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes is to subscribe, but you can also go onto our website at mobilitymgmt.com to listen there. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be back again soon.